We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
HBO Sports and the NFL Films are partnering with the Detroit Lions for an unfiltered, all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League with Hard Knocks, training camp with the Detroit Lions. This season will chronicle head coach Dan Campbell entering his second season, leading an intriguing mix of young emerging stars and established veterans throughout training camp and the preseason. Hard Knocks will mark the 17th edition of the 18-time Sports Emmy winning series and the most acclaimed serialized sports series on television. Stream the new season now on HBO Max. Hard Knocks, training camp with the Detroit Lions.
Blue Wire. With the 7th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Yes. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. T.J. Hockenson. Yes. They did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to episode 1, the recap of Hard Knocks. We're going to share our favorite moments, memories throughout the first episode. So if you guys haven't watched the episode yet, I do not recommend listening to this episode. Go listen to our pre-show or go watch the episode and then come back and come listen to this. But if you guys did watch the episode of Hard Knocks, there was a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. I got my two guys, Mr. Malcolm Hart, Pierre. How you boys doing? How you guys feeling after that first episode of Hard Knocks?
I loved it, man. I loved it. It showed us more like of the coaches, the assistants. It was just it was something cool to see, man.
Malcolm, how about you, man?
Woo, man. That was a pretty good episode, man. And like Pierre was saying, It definitely highlighted the coaches, and it was a great episode, man. I really enjoyed it, man. I'm actually can't wait for the next episode.
Yeah, same, man. That was phenomenal. It flew by, dude. I mean, that was like a 40-minute something episode, and that 40 minutes flew by, dude. It felt like it was like 10 minutes, 15 minutes the way I was like just sitting back and enjoying it all. The star of it, I think, the first episode, I mean, I think like you guys mentioned, it's the coaching staff so far. There wasn't really – you know, too many players that we saw. We saw Hutchinson got some love. You know, they were connecting the hometown roots of him being from Michigan, going to Michigan, and now coming all full circle playing for the Detroit Lions. We obviously saw Dan Campbell, which that was all expected to see. And then something I mentioned the pre-show a little bit, I think we're going to see a little more of. I saw, like I said, in Allen Park today at practice, was that competitiveness between the coaching staff and especially Aaron Glenn and Deuce Staley, man. Those guys, I mean, I think we knew about it, but like, I think you saw a full display of that today. And I thought that was really interesting, really cool to see.
That's crazy. And the thing that's funny about that, the whole situation, like there were some scenes that you saw Ben Johnson just in the background, just chilling. And then those two are just going at it. Like Ben Johnson's like, I'm not going to get a part of this. And Deuce Staley and Eric are just going at it. And it's very fun to watch, man. I'm surprised that they don't take it a little bit extra than they do, but I'm glad they're able to keep it professional. I'm glad that they're really close friends. And as a player, I mean, if you're just there seeing that, you got to have some type of entertainment watching that every single day in practice. That's crazy.
And I think, like, as a player, it also motivates you, right? You see your coach going to be like, oh, I'm about to do this for coach. Yeah. The other guy's about to do this for coach. And it adds an extra level of competitiveness.
One of my favorite lines, or not lines, but like one of the parts was when Aaron Glenn, he goes, that's a whole thing. He goes, dude, what are you fucking ref now? I mean, that was funny, dude. I mean, they have a true competitiveness, dude. I mean, you could see it. Like, you could tell it's not fake. Like, you could tell, like, these guys are actually, you know, they mean it, dude. They want to get better. They want their units to do good. And you just see that true passion. I mean, I bet you probably see with every coach in the NFL, but, like, you just really saw a full display of that with Campbell, man. I think he's really got a full grasp of this locker room. I think really everyone trusts in him. I thought his breaking the huddle, I think it was after the first day of padded practice, he goes, you know, I'm going to put you guys in the best position that I'm going to put you guys in because I have a plan for all of you guys. That's all I think about is you guys. And I think the guys, man, I think they really connect with them, especially, you know, the super young guys, if that's their first padded practice, you know, a guy like Hutchinson or all the other rookies. I think they got their first, you know, real sample of what the NFL is. And I think, you know, Dan Campbell's just the perfect coach for, you know, something like that for sure.
100%, man.
Yeah, I feel like with, like, the previous staff, it was like, yo, we're wearing pads, I want to hear a fucking thing. I mean,
yeah, you know, it is, you know, it's like we have a very plan. Like, I feel like they don't really feel out the players as much. It's more of like, we have this plan, we have to accomplish it. Where, you know, just in everything in life, I mean, sometimes you got to adjust. I feel like Campbell is willing to adjust to his players and, you know, feel out the locker room what's going to be best for the team for sure. And, I think another part we said in the pre-show that I was looking forward to was the Hutchinson and, you know, some of the other rookies singing. We saw Hutch perform his Billie Jean. I think he got the locker room going after his performance, and he saw Malcolm Rodriguez do a little salsa dance in the middle of the episode. That was good stuff, man.
That was crazy.
Could you take Malcolm Rodriguez in a dancing freestyle? Like, could you beat him, bro? Or
no, man, no. I can't beat him. He was good, dude. He was I was disappointed he wasn't singing at first, and then he amps up the music and see, he got his feet going, man. Those salsa moves are impressive, dude. That was good, man. That was real good.
It was good.
Malcolm and Lyons, when they win, I'm gonna need like a salsa dance from you for a victory.
For who? Who will do a salsa dance?
From you. You.
Me?
Yeah,
sure, hell yeah.
Salsa. That.
You want some tortillas too? You want some tortilla chips or just a salsa?
The salsa, man. That's all I want.
Were you guys like shocked by anything throughout this episode? Did anything shock you throughout anything?
Shock? No, but I did get a kick out of what's his name? Facial expressions, man. It always cracks me up, man. Jason Kabinda, bro.
Oh, dude, he is hilarious, man.
Jason Kabinda's facial expressions cracks me up every time, man. I love that guy.
It sucks he's not performing, or not like participating right now just because of the injury right now. But yeah, man, when they're in those team meetings, man, his face is like.
Bro.
I saw Jared even had a little moment of like he had that little face going on too when he was sitting by Kabinda. You know, those guys are just football guys, man. Both those guys, yeah. Kabinda and Davis, like I feel like all those guys are, you know, just sleeping football. That's all they, you know, consume in their life.
So Tyler, I know you're really big on Hard Knocks. You watch Hard Knocks all the time.
Yeah.
How many episodes are usually like through this whole series?
Training camp, like five.
Like five?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, so we're only going to get 5 weeks of this?
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Four more weeks, yeah. So
four more weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the regular season one now they started doing last year. Those ones are obviously a lot longer. I think those are like 9 weeks. But yeah, we got five more of this. I think something I expect a little more in the first episode. I was, you know, hoping that they would maybe show a guy that not many fans know about and get more of their story. I think you saw a little bit with Ezra, the, you know, the undrafted offensive tackle. He was in the cold bath with Hutchinson, and they were kind of talking about like what college offers they got out of high school and stuff like that. But I don't think they really focused on too many of like the low key guys. That you saw Jamal Williams, you saw a lot of Aiden Hutchinson, and I'm trying to think, did they focus on any other players throughout the episode? I mean, you saw Malcolm Rodriguez.
As far as focusing, no, man. Yeah, I think this whole episode was more of the coaching staff. I think they wanted to base this episode on the coaching staff, which I think they did a really good job doing it, man. Because I think there's a lot of people, a lot of fans of other teams that is not really aware of how good of a coaching staff that we have. Like, I know a lot of people are probably like, wow, they have this guy? Holy shit. He's on there. He's their coach. Like, I know a lot of people are like that right now.
Yeah,
because a lot of people just don't know, and to have that many former players as coaches, it's awesome, man. I'm glad that they were able to highlight that.
I think it's cool too, especially like you said, people maybe not know or all tapped in with the Lions, and they're just watching an episode of Hard Knocks, and especially if you're a fan of that era of, you know, when those guys played football. It's a little before my time, but if you're a fan of that era of football, I think it's really cool to see, like, oh, Mark Brunell's coaching. Oh, Antoine Randle's coaching. They're all on the same staff. You got, you know, Deuce Staley, Aaron Glenn. Like, they're not no names. You know, these are some solid names that people knew about in their playing career too. Because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of times where there's a coach where, you know, he might not have the biggest NFL career. You know, like, that's when people knew about him. But I feel like the Lions got some notable guys. You know, they showed Antoine Randle in the Super Bowl. Aaron Glenn, obviously one of the star corners in his time. So, like, these guys aren't bums when they were playing either.
Yeah, I was blessed to be able to watch every single one of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, as players, I was able to watch every single one of those guys as players. So, that I mean, it is cool to see, man.
For sure.
Hey, Prior Podcast listeners. It's your boy Malcolm here. And if you're a sports bettor like me, let me tell you about Oz Traders. Oz Traders is a place to compare all odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotional codes from different sports books to get the best deal. This app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, so the bettors can make the most informed bets as possible. This app also has bet trackers so bettors can keep records of all their games and betting activity. Looking to maximize your bets? Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Again, that's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for your game day bets.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, I could definitely see it.
And, like, you know, when Campbell was doing those ups downs, I thought he was going to die, like, at some point. He was, like, breathing so hard. That was funny too.
More power to him, man. That's tough.
Yeah, how about, he said he also hurt his wrist too. Like, say, the toughness wraps it up.
I was gonna say, what about him fucking up his wrist from his dogs? He fell down his, like, I don't know where he fell, but he fell in his house and fucking his dogs were on his feet or something like that.
I wish it was like one of those cameras that was able to catch that.
Yeah, and no.
That would be pretty damn funny. That would be pretty damn funny.
But overall, I thought it was a good episode. I'm looking forward to it next week once they got the preseason game under their. Hello?
Did we lose Tyler? Is he still
hello?
There? Yeah, what happened?
Connection. I'm back, though.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you're here. Man. So, yo, Tyler, are they going to show, like, all the cuts and stuff? Like, people are getting fired?
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks. I mean, you don't want it. I mean, it's tough. Yeah. But, I mean, for rating purposes, are they going to show, like, people, like, losing their jobs? Yeah,
they're going to show the actual meetings, too, between the coaches and the player, too, once, you know, that happens. And especially it sucks, too. They didn't really do it, I told you in this episode, but, like, they're going to do it eventually. And I would assume as early as episode 2. They're going to focus on some under-the-radar guys that are not necessarily locked to be on the 53 and are kind of competing to make that 53. And there's a lot of guys on this team in particular because it's a very young squad and not too many guys you look down in this 90-man Lions roster where they're, you know, considered a lock. So they're going to focus on some players, and it kind of sucks when you latch onto a player that you like their personality a lot and then, you know, you see them at the end of the preseason not make the – initial 53-man roster.
Yeah, that's life, man.
It's one of the worst days in the NFL is the cutdown day when, you know, they're cutting their rosters down from 80 guys to 53. I mean, a lot of guys are losing jobs throughout the whole league.
Yeah. Also, I believe there is now practice squad, like extra practice squad. So a lot of them get signed to practice squad, but other guys, they go use their degree or do whatever else in life.
Yeah, that or I think another cool feature the NFL added a couple of years ago was that now veterans could be on practice squads, because before that it was like if you had more than 3 years of service time in the league, you weren't eligible for the practice squad, and the league changed that, I think, in 2020. So I think that was definitely a good change for the league.
For sure. You guys want to bring people up?
Yeah, let's get some people's perspective.
Yeah, let's get some people up. Yeah, let's bring them up, man.
All right, whoever wants to speak, just request.
Yeah, let us know what you thought about Hard Knocks. Deuce Staley. That man, he took over the show first episode.
Yeah, the Deuce was – he was very adamant.
That was – yeah, this was the Deuce show. Looks like we – do we have anybody?
Doesn't look like it.
Wow. I guess everybody's tired. Everybody's probably in bed. They probably saw this episode. Like, all right, now I'm going to sleep. They was just waiting to watch Hard Knocks so they could go to sleep.
Is it you? But I'm like more amped up now. Like, I'm ready to like watch a football game. Or I'm ready to watch another episode. Like, I'm more awake now than I was before.
Bro, they need to release these things like Netflix releases, like their series. Just release them all at once. you can binge watch them. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I used to do with the other Hard Knocks. But I mean, obviously, can't do with this team because we got to, you know, talk about it right away. But like, that's what I used to do with the other ones. I'd let them get like 3-4 episodes in, and then I would watch like 3-4 of them in a row just because, you know, I don't want to watch one once a week.
Yeah, this is tough. This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Let me think about this all week.
For sure.
Well, on the bright side, you got Friday. You actually have some football. Yeah. You see some starters. So
let's go. Speaking of that, are we expecting to see a lot of starters?
Yeah.
One quarter.
Mm-hmm. One quarter. Let's go.
Yeah, they're going to – both teams, both Atlanta and Detroit. I mean, Atlanta's team and all that. I mean, their team – they're 53.
Who's their quarterback?
Mariota.
Mariota's the starting quarterback?
And Ritter. Oh, yeah, man, Ritter's the backup.
Goodness.
Yeah, that team's not very talented. Not very talented at all. So getting their starts in the first quarter, you're probably not going to recognize on their side of the ball.
And they got some talent, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts. The guy who they just drafted, the receiver, he's good. Yeah, Drake London.
Yeah. Cordell.
He's been good in camp.
Cordell Patterson was good for them last year.
That's going to be interesting, I guess. I mean, preseason, Lions football, let's go.
Yep.
Fields.
Is that a wrap, guys?
That's a wrap. Okay.
Oh, I thought Pierre was going to spoil who we have coming up, but I guess not. I guess he's keeping it under wraps.
No, we're going to keep it under wraps.
Keep it under wraps. Okay. All right.
You want to, like, plug in the playback again for those that weren't here?
Sure. Tyler, do you want to explain this time? I know you have a good grip of it.
Yeah, so basically starting this Friday and hopefully, you know, every game going towards the rest of the season and the preseason is that we're going to start live streaming games, not here on Twitter, but on the Playback app. You guys can download that on the App Store. I think the Android Store, I don't know if it's officially up yet, but it's going to be there soon, I believe. You can go on a desktop and type in Playback. You could find our room. We'll have a link for it. You guys could just click it. It'll be easy for you guys. And just got to connect your TV provider, and you guys could watch the game with us and chat with us and the little text box feature, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, during the regular season, we don't know what the exact plan is right now, but for the preseason, we're definitely going to do the start of the game because that's obviously the most interesting part with the starters out there. So we'll tweet about it. We'll post it on Instagram and stuff for all the details. But yeah, we're going to be live streaming games, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You guys could see our reactions. You guys could react with us. It's going to be like this right here on Twitter, but we're actually going to have the game in front of us on a screen, and you guys could actually – have a text box. Yeah, and there's going to be a text box so they could actually chat. Where on Twitter, you can't do that.
Yeah, so you're going to be able to see us, and you're going to be able to, you know, see the game, and you could chat, you know, with the chat box feature that they have there. Damn, what was I going to say about this? Shit. Oh, if you want to get a jump start on it, if you go to, I believe, on the Pi Podcast page or on my page, I know I have the link on my bio. If you click on the link, it's going to bring you to our page where we have tons of links. It's the very first one. It's going to be named. The name of it is Playback. Just go there, sign up. You know, just create a username, password, and it's just going to connect your TV provider. That's all you have to do. You don't have to sign up for nothing. I mean, you don't have to pay for anything. Just connect your TV provider. That way you're able to see the stream, that whatever we're going to stream, you're going to be able to see it as well. So that's all you have to do. And then Friday, man, come with us and let's have a little party.
Yeah. With that being said, guys, I'm out. Thanks for tuning in. And also be on the lookout. We have a special guest coming on our show. Former Lion. I'm not going to say who, but you guys love
just,
him.
Just say his name. Just tell him.
Starts with a G. And his last name starts with a Q. Just connect the dots from there.
Really? Really?
Connect the dots from there.
But it's going to be a really good episode because he was just at camp with them, and he's going to be able to tell us everything that he saw. So that's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait for that. We're going to interview him tomorrow.
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 Friday, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, man. That's going to be cool.
Yep.
All right, guys. So hope you guys all enjoyed. And like Peter said, look out for those episodes. And I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys. Peace.
All right, y'all, it's your boy Malcolm, and I am out. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.